something that you have to be kind of careful when you speak about it, because, you know, you also do choose God too, but like, I guess choose to walk with him.
God but knocks.
He does it first.
God knocks, and we answer.
Yeah.
We don't tell God, yo, God, it's time to knock.
Well, yeah, but I'm going at it in a different way.
We can, I mean, there's people that have read the Bible and been saved through the Holy Spirit. There's people that have come into churches, just like our church, and play around and still live in the world, but talk about Jesus. They're saved. They're going to go to heaven, but they're not living a life that God wants them to live. I choose not to live the old life. The old man is dead.
And that's repentance
and
from your sins.
Continual repentance.
Yeah, yeah, of
course. Not just one time. Yeah, I mean, like even if I think something wrong, I repent because I want to get closer to God. I pray in the morning. I pray about a lot of things. I pray for my family. Then I was listening to a pastor, and one of the things I do when I ride around in my van now is I listen to preachers or political stuff, either one. And what happens is I hear things through the political that just kind of let me know where we're at in the world and where we're at biblically. Then I also listen to pastors, and they're talking about how we're praying. And, you know, we pray for our family. Then we pray for God's will for us, that we may be able to do what he wants us to do. Then I pray for Ben Salem, where I live. And then I pray for the government. And then I pray for the president and the vice president of the United States, because all of them need prayer. And when I'm going through all my family members, sometimes I'm praying for an hour in the morning before I get off the couch and go do what I got to do. My prayer life is something I never had before. Nothing like this at all. It was thank you and help me and thank you and help me. Now it's praising him and just thinking how wonderful it is. The thing that I love to talk about, and I even meditate on it, is God chose me before time was time, before there was ever a thought about making a ferment in the air. God chose me. He knew when that was going to happen in that car. He knew what was going to happen. And then he knew that I had a freedom of choice. We talked about that earlier before the podcast. And he knew I was his. Yeah. And I knew I was his when he came into me like he did.
Right.
And now the rest of my life until he comes is trying to learn more about what he wants me to do. And I don't know what he's chosen me to do yet, but I know that I love the Lord enough to follow his direction and his guidance. And also I go to my pastors and I say, hey, look, I thought about this way, or I did this way. And I check my motives and I check if I'm doing the right thing. And
I think as Christians, we have to do that. We constantly have to go to our brothers in Christ, sisters in Christ, and, you know, constantly check ourselves and ask ourselves the kind of questions that, because at the end of the day, we all kind of all go through same type of road as a Christian, and especially when you live for Christ. And it's good to keep each other accountable, ask each other questions, because the chances of you going through something that I could probably help you with is very likely, because I'm also a Christian, especially with somebody who has been saved for longer and has been walking with the Lord longer and kind of has more experience with doubts, challenges, and all that kind of stuff. So I know what I said, like, I guess be proud of your story. You didn't like really like that.
Nice. How are you going to be proud when God chose you?
But here's the thing though. I'm going to get to it. I think if you're looking at it from a perspective of pride, yeah, pride's a sin. I don't think you should have pride in too much to the point where you're going to forget about God's grace. But here's the thing with being proud of what you were saved with, and then now with
this
your story.
This is why I love him. This is it right here.
Look, with your stories, stories that you tell people, and now you're changing people's lives. I know you are, Because I've seen people come up to you and you had conversations with people that were there while I was there. And the next thing you know, you pray for this person, Bob, for example. Yeah. And then his wife comes to the church, their relationship's getting better, all that kind of stuff. And it's like, these are the things that happen. So it's not taking pride before God and saying, you know, I did this, not God. But it's being proud of what God has done for you. Not proud of, oh, what I have done. What God has done in your life through you. I understand what you're
saying, but I am not in that picture, my friend. I can't be proud of what God does. I can be humble and walk in His grace and ask Him through me to help other people. But
do you think God puts all of us in a certain situation, and each one of us in a different path to do His will?
Of course,
does He do that for us, or does He do it through us? That's the question.
God doesn't have to do anything through us. But if we're following His way and we're speaking, remember, the Holy Spirit is in us since we've been saved by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So if I'm speaking to somebody and I lose my words or I'm not sure what I'm going to say, the Holy Spirit will help me find the words to help save people. It's what it says in the Bible, and I believe it.
For sure.
But that word pride or proud just doesn't fit in there for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. I'm just sharing you. I used to be proud when, you know, I could drink a fifth of liquor and you couldn't. I used to be proud when I had the prettiest girl. Or I used to be proud when I was the one that won the most money on the night or something. But proud of God, proud to be following God. I want to be humble when I follow God.
For sure.
So I don't.
I see.
I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think on that? I mean,
being proud of like yourself, like, oh, like I, it's not like that you did this. Like, I understand like where you come from. It's like, it's not me. I'm a vessel, right? God uses me to kind of help other people. And I understand that. Like sometimes, like if people like kind of compliment me sometimes, like about like my videos and stuff like that, like I kind of just don't push it off, but I'm just like, it's not necessarily like through me, but like through just like God has given me a purpose and I'm fulfilling that purpose and stuff like that. So I almost like don't take the compliment personally either. Like I just, and it's not like I don't take it into account.
It's a way to be humble. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's not me like not taking, or it's not me being not proud, like not proud, but it's me understanding, okay, like this is really works, right? And that's a good thing. It doesn't have to be like it doesn't necessarily have to be the word proud. I don't think that might not be like the right word. But almost like fulfill, like it's just fulfilling.
Amen.
Like that, people are getting helped through this, and that's fulfilling.
When somebody at church comes up to me, it's happened a couple times. One person literally came across the church one time and told me, I really love the way you worship God. And I thanked them, but at the same time, I was almost embarrassed because I'm not there to be a spectacle. I'm not there. I don't know if people are watching me. I don't care. But my worship is truly to God. So when somebody comes up and says I have a sweet spirit or something, I almost get embarrassed. I thank God immediately and say, God, I thank you for allowing me to worship you the way I do.
Because it's just something that comes so naturally. Other people just pick up on it.
I can't answer that. I don't know.
You can know that it comes naturally, right?
I know that when we're singing praise to the Lord, I know that the things that I do come, they're almost like a normal movement for me or a natural something that I do. It's not something I do for people to notice or like I don't care. I'll stand in the back of the church where nobody can see me and that's fine with me. And I'm still going to do the same thing.
Exactly, yeah.
So.